Right now, Indiana only gets 9% of its energy from sources like wind and solar. David Kaniski researches environmental policy at Indiana University. Though the state expects to see 9 coal plant closures in the next decade, Kaniski says some utilities plan to replace them with natural gas, and it will take strong policy to get them to change their minds. He says the Democrats' clean energy plan is the first national policy that mirrors what's needed to meet the challenge of climate change.
The reason why the proposal is so ambitious is that we have been slow to react to climate change historically, right?
A senator who helped craft the standard said there would likely be a role for natural gas plants to capture their carbon emissions and store them underground. But Kaniski says it's not a well-established technology and hasn't been proven to work on a large scale. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.